Last up this morning, a new helicopter ambulance for Northern Ireland is fully operational from today. It will cost £2 million a year to run and will be dependent on public donations. There's a landing base at the Maes Long Cache, and that's where our reporter Nicola Weir is this morning. Nicola.
Yes, good morning, Stephen. You've joined me just a couple of minutes too late. We actually got a live call in the middle of this launch, so one of the helicopters had to take off on an emergency call. But I am joined by two people here who have benefited from the helicopter already. It has been trialled, as you said, two landing bases here, so it can cover all parts of Northern Ireland. We've got 11-year-old Connor McMullen, who's from Castle Whelan, and you benefited from the air ambulance, didn't you? Because you got yourself into a little bit of trouble on the farm, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell me more about it.
Well, me and my sister Shannon were just in the uncle's farm, and we were hooking off a piece of equipment on the back of the tractor, but it had to sit in the pallet for it to hook off. But I went to go behind the piece of equipment to pull out the pallet, but as I was doing that, her foot slipped off the clutch, and my head got crushed between the wall and the sprayer.
And that's probably all you remember, because I see you've still got quite a gash on your head there, haven't you? It happened quite recently.
Yeah.
And Dad, you probably remember that day very well, don't you? John
indeed.
McMullen?
Yeah, I do indeed, very well. It is very honourable to be here today to support this event. And we know only too well just what it means to ourselves, having lived through the experience, just how critical this service is. It's certainly testament to Connor being here today, is testament to these people and the work that they do and the service that this provides. But we are a rural community. We have many rural communities dotted around the north who will all no doubt avail of this service. So.
And you were saying that you were benefiting. I'm just going to nip over here, because the two men that worked on this young fella is Dr. Darren Monaghan and Glenn O'Rourke, and you're both here today. So you're a team.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Can you remember the day that you worked on, Connor?
We do indeed. We were down on the Saturday training to initiate the service, testing out policies, procedures, and that call had come in and we were in a position to respond. So it was real, why not? The service is about treating patients like Connor, delivering care at the scene, and just getting there and delivering a doctor paramedic team. It was very reassuring. When we arrived at that scene, we were actually joined by one of our land crew, very, very experienced crew, Paul and Karen, who we know well. And to be honest, as a new service, as we gel and formulate ourselves, it was vital to us to have a crew as experienced as that on the scene.
And I'm going to have to cut across you, because I'm going to hear the music coming in there. So that's the launch of the new Northern Ireland Air Ambulance Service here, Stephen. And again, a live call there.
Absolutely.
And we're able to reach all of Northern Ireland within 25 minutes now.
Thank you very much indeed, Nicola. And thank you for listening today. We'll come back.